Today is the last sermon in our fall preaching series, The Upside Down Kingdom. Over the past few weeks, we've been traveling with Jesus on the way to Jerusalem. Jesus is fully aware of what awaits him there when he arrives. He knows his death is coming. So there's an urgency to his teaching on this journey to Jerusalem because he knows it won't be long before his time on earth is up and his teachings are left in the hands of his disciples. He needs them to understand what it means to embrace his wisdom and follow his ways. He needs them to understand that his wisdom and his ways will turn their worlds upside down. The scripture reading we're going to hear today is the story of a blind man named Bartimaeus. This story comes right at the end of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem. It's also the end of a larger section in Mark's gospel, where blindness serves as a unifying theme. This section actually begins back in chapter 8, when Jesus struggles to restore sight to a blind man in Bethsaida. Then all through chapters 9 and 10, Jesus confronts a different kind of blindness, a spiritual blindness, among his closest followers. They seem to be either unwilling or unable to see just how radically different the ways of Jesus are from the ways of the world. And we've been learning about that upside-down kingdom over the past few weeks, a kingdom where the children are blessed, where the last are first and the least are the greatest. The kingdom of God is a place where money and power and authority have no value. It is a place where those who are the most vulnerable are given the most honor. And just like the first disciples, we so often are unwilling or unable to see just how radically different the ways of the kingdom are from the ways of this world. But friends, there is hope for us. In the story we're going to hear today of a blind man named Bartimaeus, because when Jesus heals Bartimaeus, he shows us that the blind can see, which means Jesus will help us open our eyes and understand the upside-down kingdom of God as well. So let's listen now for the word of God in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Our middle hymn today is There is a Balm in Gilead. If you are worshiping from home, there should be a link to the hymn dropping into the comments. If you're here in the sanctuary, you will find this hymn number 48 in the pew hymnal in front of you. Please be seated. And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I read an article a few years ago, and I still remember the title of it because it was the title that caught my attention. The Church is Not Cheers. The author of the article reflects on a leadership conference he attended where the keynote speaker referred to the popular TV show Cheers. I'm sure many of you remember that show well, so in a moment you'll be able to help me out, because we remember that whenever the character Norm entered the bar, everyone would stop their conversations for just a moment and greet him, and what would they shout out? Norm! The keynote speaker referred to that tradition along with the Cheers theme song, and then he asked, is that really what we are called to do? To create a place where everyone knows your name? Did Jesus call us to build a Christian version of cheers. Now, the author of the article that I read picked up those questions and kind of ran with them, making the argument that knowing everyone's name was not a hallmark of Jesus' ministry, and therefore shouldn't be a hallmark of modern-day ministry either. But I found myself arguing with that argument. And maybe it was because I've often referenced cheers when talking about the church of my childhood, because that church was a place where it did feel like everyone knew my name. It was a place where I knew I belonged. And that was a powerful thing. Maybe I also argued with that article's argument because I've heard from so many of you about how Old South is a place where it feels like everyone knows your name. This is a place where you are welcome, where you are known, where you are loved, where you know you belong. And that is a powerful thing. Now, when we meet Bartimaeus in today's scripture reading, he doesn't belong. He's a blind man destined by his condition to sit by the side of the road and beg, hoping that those who pass him by will have mercy on him and maybe throw him a coin or two. He's done it many times. But somehow he senses that this time is different. This time, Jesus is in the midst of the crowd walking along the road. Bartimaeus has heard about Jesus of Nazareth, a traveling teacher, a powerful healer, and he just can't help himself. He calls out to Jesus for help. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," he says. The crowd tries to shush him, but he is having none of it. He will not listen to them. He cries out again, and I love that scripture says even louder, right? "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stops, and he calls Bartimaeus to him, and eventually he heals him and sets him free. And how does Bartimaeus respond? The Gospel of Mark tells us that he follows Jesus on the way. The man who had been an outsider sitting along the side of the road as the crowds passed him by, that man then got to become part of the crowd himself. Jesus invited Bartimaeus into community. Jesus shared with him the gift of belonging. And now there's an interesting feature of this story, because usually in the Gospels, we readers don't get to know the names of the people Jesus heals. But here we do. Here in this story, we all get to know Bartimaeus's name. The gospel writer seems to know that belonging to a community and becoming a disciple go hand in hand. And indeed, there is something powerful about having a place where you are welcome and known and loved, a place where you belong. Jesus knows this to be true, and so do we. That's why so many of us are here at Old South, and why we stay over the years, and that it is why it is so good to hear the sanctuary abuzz with chatter again as we gather for worship on Sunday mornings. That's why it is so good to hear the halls and meeting spaces of the church filled with laughter again throughout the week. This welcome is why we have an open table for communion and an open font for baptism. That is why we delight in having visitors in our midst, both in person and online. I'm so proud that Old South continues to be a place where we can show up just as we are, where we can share our greatest joys and our biggest successes, along with our deepest fears and our biggest failures. And this is a place where we can learn what it means to be a follower of Jesus. This is a place where belonging to community and becoming disciples of Christ go hand in hand. Now, over and over again during this sermon series on the Upside Down Kingdom, you have heard me say how much we need each other and how much we need this place. That's because being a follower of Jesus is not always easy. There are so many ways in which the world tries to grab our attention and get us to focus on power and authority and wealth and celebrity. There are so many ways in which the world tries to blind us with slick advertising and social media and misinformation. There are so many ways in which the world tries to convince us that me is more important than we. All of this makes it really hard sometimes to be a follower of Jesus. So we need this place. We need this opportunity each week to step away from the ways of the world and to hear again about the ways of the kingdom. And friends, we need each other. We need to be reminded that we are welcome and known and loved, not because of what we do or where we live or the cars we drive or the clothes we wear or the vacations we are able to take. Here we are welcome and known and loved because of who God created us to be. This is a place where we belong, where we can be known by name, with all of our beauty and all of our brokenness too. And this is a place where we can learn about what it means to follow Jesus and where we can admit sometimes how hard it is to understand just how radically different the ways of Jesus are from the ways of the world. This is a place where we can remind each other of the truth of the kingdom, that children are blessed, that the last are first, that the least are the greatest, that the blind, even when we are blind, can see. When Jesus asked Bartimaeus what he wanted Jesus to do for him, Bartimaeus said, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately Bartimaeus regained his sight and followed him on the way. So friends, may we have the courage to do as Bartimaeus did, asking Jesus to let us see his upside down kingdom in all of its glory. And then may we too follow Jesus, trusting that there is a whole community of faith cheering us on along the way. Because it surely is a little bit easier to stay on our feet when we can lean on each other. That's why it is such a gift to have this place where belonging to community and becoming disciples of Christ go hand in hand. That's why it is a gift to have a place where everybody knows your name. Amen. Friends, our closing hymn today is one of my favorites, Be Thou My Vision. Those of you worshiping at home, the link will drop into the comments.